This is Jim Engster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. Matt Doyle producing, and we're joined now by Dr. Michael Roizen, who's been with us a few times before. Always compelling, the chief wellness officer at the Cleveland Clinic, the chief medical consultant on the Dr. Oz show, and the author of four number one New York Times best-selling books and the originator of the popular realage.com website. He is back in a huge way with his latest book, What to Eat When, A Strategic Plan to Hack Your Metabolism. And good morning to you, Dr. Roizen.
Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Always good to talk with you, so I'm doing well. Well, you say, and this is an interesting concept, we know based on what we read and hear, what to eat and what not to eat. Often we don't follow those strategies that are important to our health. But you say we need to rethink when to eat. Why is that the case?
That's exactly right. So what the recent research has shown is that the metabolism, our metabolism, changes throughout the day. So if we have, for example, a normal blood sugar in the morning, we end up pre-diabetic by the evening. And so the question is, why is that? And what the studies in humans show is that our metabolic rate, our insulin effectiveness, changes throughout the day, much like we have a circadian rhythm for sleep. We sleep when the sun goes down due to our brain sensing light and dark. The same thing occurs with our insulin levels. They're more effective. That is, insulin itself is more metabolically effective in the morning and less in the evening. So eating at night causes us to store fat, whereas eating the same calories in the morning, we lose weight.
All right, 877-217-5757 for Dr. Michael Roizen, Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic, which is world-renowned for its work, ranked the number two hospital in the nation by U.S. News and World Report in its latest survey. And the book is What to Eat When, A Strategic Plan to Hack Your Metabolism. So is everybody the same? You know, some people have different sleep patterns. Some people have different occupations that require work at odd times of the day as far as our social norms, and so they eat at different times? Or is this universal, that we should eat more in the morning than we do in the evening?
Well, the reason we publish the book is that the data has accumulated strong enough, so it's the same in San Diego as it is in Spain, as it is in Germany, as it is in India, and as it is in China. Those are where the studies have been done, all across the U.S., if you will, five different centers. And when they've looked at it, it is almost universal. And the problem is that people work weird hours. So it is often that if you work a night shift, and I guess 8 million Americans work a night shift, well, you have to adjust your calories to that as if the sun was out when you were working. That is, what you want to do is eat when the sun is out. But the people who work in light at night, so for example, nurses, we think the night shift should adjust so that they're considering the sun being out and they're most metabolically active at the beginning of their work period and less after they stop working. So many people will come home after a night shift and eat their biggest meal afterwards. That's actually causes them, and we know this is true with night shift workers, they have much more illness. So that's the problem, if you will.
Now, when I go to most any major city in America, including the great city of New Orleans, I'll see restaurants full at 10 o'clock at night with people consuming exotic meals that taste very good, but you're saying they shouldn't be eating at that time. I'm sure some people in the restaurant industry are frowning at your comments, but...
what we want to do is actually is get people to have a, if you will, cook at night or have dinner for breakfast. So, in fact, it could be a new trend in the restaurant industry of having dinner, if you will, having people eat the salad at night, but packing up that great dinner and having it for breakfast. So they often have, if you will, the takeout packages of leftovers. Well, in fact, a lot of restaurants, as you know, the local diners are open for breakfast and lunch. That's exactly what we want to have happen.
Dr. Michael Roizen is with us for a bit longer. He is the chief wellness officer at the world-famous Cleveland Clinic. His book is What to Eat When, 877-217-5757. What about our biological clock? How does that influence our metabolism?
Well, so it's very interesting. The way this occurred, we think, you know, and this is teleologically thinking, is we evolved over the decades to survive by storing what we got from hunting and gathering. So when you finish the hunt or if you will, gathering during the day and were ready to eat it at night, you wanted to store that so you could survive longer in those periods where you weren't successful at hunting and gathering. So you store fat at night. That's how it originally derived. And so we almost have a clock hanging off all of our muscle and liver cells, et cetera, that says become insulin resistant during the day as the day progresses so you can store what you eat after the sun goes down and then be more efficient so you can, in fact, have the energy level that you need during the day so you can catch the game or you can gather more during the day. So our biologic clock, and this is some wonderful studies done at the Brigham and Women's. I don't know how they get people to do this, but they get for 20 weeks, they go in a metabolic set of rooms where they have no light. They can't see daylight. They have no clocks. They can do Netflix, et cetera, but not with any clock on. They can't watch TV, no clocks, and they see when are they metabolically most active, when are they not, and how can you shift the time with shifting the light patterns, and you're able to do that. People are much more metabolically active right after they wake up, and much less metabolically active in the middle of the night, meaning we want to store food in the middle of the night. Now, our hunger goes exactly the opposite way, though. So we want to eat more in the evening, and in fact, that sets us up for being obese and for having diabetes and heart disease and strokes and memory loss. It sets us up for all the diseases because, remember, our evolution didn't care and didn't know that we were going to live well past age 30. It only cared that we could reproduce and live to age 30.
All right. Marie in Mid-City asks, why don't more primary care physicians stress your recommendations? Do they even know about this?
Well, that's why.
Go ahead. Okay, I think we've at least temporarily lost contact with Dr. Roizen, but we'll get him back, and it is an important question from Marie. The book is What to Eat When, A Strategic Plan to Hack Your Metabolism. Dr. Roizen is a man of significance, as I noted, the chief wellness officer at the Cleveland Clinic and also the chief medical consultant on the Dr. Oz Show, the author of 4 number one New York Times best-selling books, and the originator of the realage.com website. And we will talk with him some more. We're heading to a break here in just a few seconds, but we also will hear from Mark Ballard, the Capital Bureau chief for The Advocate. Your number is 877-217-5757. We are at January 3rd, which means in 9 months and 9 days, on the 12th day of October, we will be voting for governor, all the statewide offices, and it's really quiet out there. We have a few candidates opposing John Bel Edwards, But so far in the other races, really quiet. And, of course, there are some legislative races also that will be hotly contested. Now the news with Karen Henderson. This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. Matt Doyle producing. 877-217-5757 is your number. In a bit, we'll go to Mark Ballard, Capital Bureau Chief for The Advocate, who is surveying the landscape of Louisiana politics and life in general. And we're talking with Dr. Michael Roizen for a few more minutes, the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic. His book is What to Eat When. And Marie in Mid-City had asked about why more primary care physicians don't emphasize the ideas that you're expressing. Why do you think that's the case?
Well, it's really new science. That's why we wrote the book. The data in animals has been accumulating over about the last 7 to 9 years. But in humans, it's really the last 2 years. And so most of us, that's why we wrote it. We didn't even know about it until we started seriously looking at it. And so the point of it is you can really, what we call, hack your health and your weight loss to much better effects, if you will, by changing the time at which you eat. And this is, to me, this was the study that really got me, was published about almost a year ago now, but it was a study in Spanish women who were overweight, who 400 of them, and they, since in Spain they eat their biggest meal in the middle of the day, they randomly allocated them to eat it before 2 p.m. or after 3 p.m. And the group that ate it before 2 p.m. lost 25% more weight, same number of calories, as the group that ate it after 3 p.m. So the data are pretty strong now, but mostly, and that's why we wrote the book, mostly not known. And in fact, the publisher was nice enough. It's very rare that you get a publisher that allows you to put the references and all the references on both sides of an issue in a book. We did that, and so anyone who wants to can find them in the book.
Barbara Hoffman writes, my husband and I spent 3 months in Spain in 2017. We cooked from scratch, Mediterranean diet, with biggest meal at 2 p.m. We ate a light supper about 7 p.m. Combined with daily walking, we lost 15 pounds each. On returning from Spain, we have kept to this regimen of bigger meal at midday. And this is something that I suspect works because Dr. Michael Roizen has studied thousands of people. The prescription for success in what to eat when is to eat when the sun is out. Research shows that when we do that, our body will perform better and we can boost energy and be at peak performance during the day. This means rethinking what constitutes breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I liked his idea as far as having the big meal at breakfast. So it would change strategies for restaurants, and next time we visit with him, we will talk more about what could be groundbreaking research and information and recommendations from the man who heads the Cleveland Clinic, which is the number 2 health facility in our country.